As dawn broke, casting a golden glow over the sea, Oliver and Captain James made their way back to the mainland with the three artifacts safely in their possession. The amulet of eternal wisdom hung around Oliver's neck, pulsing with a steady light that seemed to pierce through the morning fog. The scepter of echoes and the crown of tempests lay secured within the ship's cabin, each radiating an energy that was both ancient and formidable. The sea was unusually calm, yet there was a tension in the air that neither Oliver nor his father could shake. The Dark Master was close. They could feel it, his malevolence like a shadow at the edges of their perception. The suspense was like a drumbeat, steady and growing louder with each passing moment. As they approached the harbor, an unnatural darkness began to creep over the sky, swallowing the light of the sun. The Dark Master had begun his assault, a display of power meant to terrify and to paralyze. Villagers ran in panic as shadows danced across the buildings, twisting and writhing into grotesque shapes. Captain James barked orders, rallying the villagers to seek shelter. Meanwhile, Oliver, with the wisdom of the ancients coursing through him, prepared to confront the encroaching darkness. The artifacts were their only hope to push back the Dark Master's forces and reclaim the light. The first clash was monumental. The Scepter of Echoes amplified Oliver's voice as he spoke ancient words of power, and the shadows recoiled as if struck by a physical blow. Captain James donned the Crown of Tempests, calling forth a gale that scattered the dark minions like leaves in a storm. But the true challenge was yet to come. The Dark Master revealed himself, a figure cloaked in darkness, his eyes two burning coals of hatred. He had come to claim the artifacts, to end the legacy of the Guardians, and to cast the world into an age of despair. The battle was fierce, with Oliver and Captain James fighting not just for their lives, but for the fate of all who cherished the light. The amulet of eternal wisdom shone brighter than ever, a beacon in the growing darkness. The Dark Master unleashed wave after wave of shadows, but with every strike, the father and son stood resolute. As the fight raged on, the orb of night began to glow within the ship's cabin. It pulsed like a heartbeat, in sync with the amulet, and a voice whispered to Oliver, guiding him. It was the voice of the Guardians, urging him to merge the power of the artifacts. With a deep breath, Oliver summoned the orb, and together with the scepter and the crown, he created a vortex of blinding light. The Dark Master roared in fury as the light engulfed him, shattering his hold over the shadows. The darkness was pushed back, the sky cleared, and the sun's rays once again kissed the land. The villagers emerged from their hiding places, their eyes wide with wonder and gratitude. The Dark Master had been vanquished, but Oliver and Captain James knew this was only the beginning. The artifacts had been united, their power creating a shield around the village that would protect it from darkness. But there were more lands, more people who needed their help. The quest was far from over. It was merely the end of the opening chapter. With the Guardians' legacy now firmly in their hands, Oliver and Captain James set their sights on new horizons, ready to bring light to the darkest corners of the earth. To be continued.